Welcome to the Northern Knits Podcast. We're two friends in fiber who knit, craft, crochet, and talk everything in between. My name is Jocelyn, and my co-host is
Diana.
I'm told it's episode 364. That information was shared a while ago, so I had to spit that out. It is the second last Sunday of the month. I found some sunshine lemon tea, which I'm cold brewing in a mason jar. Why, you ask? Because I can put the little screwy lid on without the middle piece to keep my tea bag secure.
Ah,
Because
smart.
I've got those tea bags that you can turn loose leaf into tea bags. So they
Yeah.
go from one to the other. So I did that so that it can do its steepy thing, which it's almost done. So I'll pull it out here in a few short moments. But I decided I wanted to have some sunshine lemony tea to record with today. And I know it's the second last Sunday of March, but I want to show off the club yarn for this month because next week where it's all sideways because you're traveling on the weekend, so like our recording schedule's off. And
This is true.
if we don't do it on a regular week, we will absolutely forget it on a weird week. I
This
knows
means I
us.
should fetch it from my background.
Yes, I knows us. I
All
knows us.
right.
What are you drinking this afternoon?
I'm very boring. I'm drinking water.
There's nothing wrong with water. I mean, it
It's in
should
an
be
exciting
flavored
milkshake cup.
water.
I love my water. I drink like four of these in a day. Like
What?
four,
Well,
there's
yeah,
like half a liter each time, so.
but that's because the new hip thing is hydration and protein. That's all people talk about now.
Hey, it's important. We
And
are
it was,
plants. We require sunlight and water.
we are essentially houseplants with God complexes and elbows, but it's the th it'll change in like a decade. It'll be something else is what we'll be health obsessed about. That's just how things work, which is fine. My brother-in-law messaged me because he was in the doctor's office waiting and was bored. He probably has a small eye infection like a sty or something, but he Googled it, so the internet says he's dying from cancer and he has 10 minutes left to
Right.
live.
Yeah.
So he was just informing me I'd have to deal with my sister because according to the internet he was just going to keel over and I was like, well, I mean, the internet said so, sorry to see you go.
Internet said it must be true.
Must be true, the internet said it. That's fine, it's probably a sty or something small, right? You still have to go and deal with it and then you're still stuck in the doctor's office waiting room and it's still boring, so like I understand where the text source came from and why it was sent to me. Part of me was just like, I don't know what you want me to do with this piece of information, sir. I cannot help you. I cannot help you. Oh gosh. In good news for Jocelyn, Diana has to go first for Woolly Workings because I don't have seven things this week. I have four.
Yeah, I have a great many things accidentally. I'm not even sure
Accident.
how that happened.
I
Oh,
don't
I'll
know
stay with the thing
either,
that I'm holding.
but you totally do. So you totally get to do two things first.
Okay.
Woohoo!
I'm going to start with thing number one, which is the thing that I'm knitting while we record. This is my librarian pullover by Skein Deer Knits out of yarn from Dragon Horde Yarn. It is cinnamon apricot spice in the gnome tweed DK. So it's like a nice reddish brown with a diamond lattice pattern, and there's little knot cables at all of the vertices. They're twists, they're not cables.
It's cute. I want to pick mine up so badly.
I'm very excited about this. I'm supposed to, because it's a crop length, I only have to do 30 centimeters, and I'm already at 20, I think I measured yesterday.
Ooh,
And I've
nice.
done a couple rounds since then, so like one more pattern repeat of the diamonds.
Well, that's the thing. I'm torn. I'm torn. I usually do full length. It's not even a discussion. Not even a discussion. But the great butt rears its ugly head in this verbal conversation. I'm contemplating buying that viral bodysuit.
Apparently, I'm very out of the loop. What is this bodysuit?
It's an undergarment. It's like a sh it's like it's a it's like a shaper cami, only it's a bodysuit. Like it's meant to hold
Oh.
you in. Yeah,
Okay,
it's
shapewear. Yeah.
shapewear. But I've seen a couple of ladies who are in my chest size range, who say it's comfortable to wear without a bra.
Oh.
And the girls look like they're pretty much where they're supposed to be, and it has adjustable straps. Here are the keywords, people: adjustable straps. Because I do
Okay.
not care who you are if you do not have adjustable straps, unless you are perfectly the exact right size of the band they've decided to give you across your shoulders, it doesn't fit right.
Yeah.
But adjustable straps means that might fit me right. And I'm
Okay.
comfortable with all over compression because that's just a sports bra or a corset. It's the same thing. It's holding you in by pushing you towards yourself. That's all that is. So I kind of want to try it. I kind of seriously want to try it because if that holds me in and holds me up, that'd be really cool. And Jocelyn, how does this relate to crop sweaters? If that is going to do for my stomach what it does for these other ladies' stomachs and holding everything in, I will have a very snatched waistline for me. Which means I will absolutely want to be highlighting that part of my body, which puts cropped sweaters on the table.
I see.
Hence the butt. Because I don't know if it'll work for me. There's been enough social media influencers who've done it where I'm like, you know what? I feel safe enough to buy it. And there's a fair number of coupons floating around for buy one, get one free. So, like, super tempted.
Okay.
I did make my skirts with waistbands so that as my weight fluctuates during the month, because that's normal, my skirts fit the whole time. But if I'm, it also means I can wear the skirts if I'm corseted or not corseted, they still fit. Important.
Makes
Important.
sense.
Flexibility within the wardrobe structure, that I'd be like, but it'd be kind of cute, right? Like a cami, a skirt, a camisole over top of this foundational holder in of all the things, and then like a cropped sweater.
Yeah.
That could, or like, a holder in of all the things, dress, cropped sweater. And I wear a lot of dresses and skirts, like a lot of dresses and skirts. So, like, should I make mine cropped? It's still going to be steeked. It's still going to be a cardigan. That's not even remotely for discussion. I love cardigans. I'm not a huge fan of pullovers. I melt to death for the most part. It's fine. They either need to have just strategically planned holes, aka lace, or I need to be able to fan myself with my garment. Otherwise, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. So
If
it's
you're
fine.
lazy, otherwise, no.
Yeah. But like I've got, I use this, my blue polka dot dress, which I'm wearing today as I feel myself up. I used it as a template to make a blue jersey one, because this is also jersey, just to be as a replacement simple dress. And quite frankly, if I have enough of the gray jersey when I'm done making a maxi, I want to say baby doll, because Empire waistline gathered ruched, like it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
If I have enough left over of the gray, which I think I will, I want to make a gray version of a basic t-shirt dress. So like, but in that case, the cropped would look amazing. And again, if the holder in of all the things does as advertised, I will feel pretty smoking hot. So I'm like, it's a debate. It doesn't help me that you keep holding up yours and you're like, oh, I have like 10 centimeters left to go. And I'm like, oh, I could be done so fast.
Well, I'm also shorter than you, so.
Well, I'd have to do 40 or 50 centimeters. 30 centimeters wouldn't even go down past the girls. But I wouldn't have to do down to like my hip bones and then some.
It would cut off a lot of
It
length.
would cut off a lot of length. So I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. You know what? Tell me below, guys. What should I do? Also, do you think I should buy the holder in of all the things? Like, should I try it?
I think if you're excited about it, you should try it.
I'm like, what if it does the things that it's gonna do? Like, I've had abdominal surgery, there's scar tissue. Like, my muscles are really strong given it's post-surgery, but they're never gonna be what they were. So, like, if everything gets tucked in so it's a bit smoother, I'd never want a flat stomach. I'm not willing to put the work into it. It's just never going to happen. I wasn't willing to do it at 20. I'm not willing to do it in my 40s. But like if it does that and it holds my chest up relatively comfortably so like I can move around and do things, like That could be good, right?
I'm just very excited about the no bra aspect.
So am I.
Because, gosh, that
So,
would be comfy.
and I of course ignored it when I saw the women who were first initially trying it. I was like, that's wonderful, but I would probably have to have a bra underneath it because we do not have the same size chest. We have absolutely different bra requirements in our lives. As we should, we have different sized bodies. But I'm starting to see women with my size go, yeah, no, it's comfortable. I don't need a bra. And I'm going, okay, I'm willing to try this. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I'm sitting, I'm waffling on the fence as I do. But God, you're gonna be done so fast. And part of me's just like, I could do it cropped a lot faster than I could do anything else.
The important thing is, will you wear it
That
if it's
is the
cropped?
question. That is the question. And I don't know. Just don't know. Okay. But I
You've
do need
definitely
to pick
done
it
some of
up.
these diamonds wrong. Oh well, you'll never
Well,
notice.
probably not, no. I do need to pick it up and work on it though, because I love yours so much. So cute.
This diamond lattice, like,
So cute.
it's so good.
It's so cute. I just want it. I just want it. Okay. Sorry, I took over your thing.
That's fine. That's
I had a thought.
like you haven't heard it before. It's this. I'm doing it. We're both doing it.
Yes, you are way ahead of me.
Yeah, but like, it's pretty easy. So if you get it in your head that you want to do it, you'll catch up.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think it'll be terribly difficult once I pick it up and get going with it. So,
It's just a matter of when will you pick it up?
that is the
I know this,
question.
so I'm
That
getting a
is the
head
question.
start.
Good plan. Good plan, Stan. Oh gosh. All
You want
right.
me to do a second thing?
You have 7 to my 4.
Guess I'm doing a second thing. All right, let me do the stitch, and then I'll show you guys a second thing. All right.
You had a me week.
Yeah, I didn't even start. No, that's a lie. I did start something new. How about we talk about the thing started that I just knew? The thing that is started that I knew. No, that is
That
I
is.
knew.
We were doing this
What?
earlier today so that you wouldn't have English problems. Why don't we talk about the thing that you started that is new?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
There you go. Mom
So
loved you last week.
Tuesday. Oh my God. Tuesday was the spring equinox.
Was.
And so I started a springy thing in the form of colorwork socks with a rose pattern. I'll show you the picture of the thing in a minute. But in 1 week I did an entire cuff and started the color work. I
Oh,
don't know
good for
why I
you.
bothered to put a progress keeper on here because this didn't even exist last week, but I put it on anyway.
Just so that you know and remember to move it up. Because otherwise, you'll never bother to add one to the project.
I know. There we go. I got a few rows of color work. It's roses, trust
Good.
me. It's so pretty.
I love that purple so much.
Yeah,
So
it's
much.
what is it? It's a time to stand from the Fireweed Fiber Co. Star Trek Yarn Club 2 years ago. So I got two of these pretty purples because I got these to make. Whoops, that's upside down. I got these to make the Legend of Zelda
Zelda
socks,
socks. Yeah.
and then I decided to rip them, so they're ripped and rewound. I never even
Good.
got into that skein before, but they're ripped and we re rewound. So the purple is Fireweed Fiber Co. and the white is Malabrigo because I think that was on sale one time when I needed white fingering weight yarn.
Yeah, that's how that works.
I have another one of these whites somewhere, I'm pretty sure.
I have a sweater quantity of white bouquet. Starts with a B.
Oh, boucle.
Thank you.
Yeah.
To make a colorwork sweater, and I keep thinking I should make the winter court. Technically, it's the wrong weight of yarn, but whatever, I'll swatch and just
It'd
pick a
be
different size.
cozy.
And just make a
So.
fingering weight version that I'll wear. Or I could do something else with it, but I think that'd be a really pretty sweater.
I'm very excited about my color combo, and
Yeah.
I'll show you a
Well, because you're
picture of
using a
the socks
print.
here. I'm using a print pattern. This is an Interweave
No.
Knits Spring 2021.
God, that was ages ago.
Yeah. So, apologies for the tiny picture.
Well, I keep contemplating seeing whether or not I could find if they sell their entire back catalog with like a subscription to an e version. Because I can't do print anymore, right?
Got roses with stripes and leaves down the
Oh,
back,
so
and
pretty.
I'm very excited about it.
So pretty. They
Okay, sorry, my
probably
eyes.
do. I can just hear comments now going, Jocelyn, here's your link. Thank you. Thank you. If it doesn't include a link for me, I won't do it. Just ask Diana. I won't mean not to do it. It just won't happen. Just even with a link, the odds are still 50-50. But the link at least increases the odds that I'll do it. You have to understand. I get links all the time. I randomly got a link for a funny meme theme on Instagram from a friend I haven't heard from in 3 years. I just get links that just they just show up in my life. It just happens. It just happens to me. But
Oh,
there
and this
has
is
to
how they
be.
even call.
I don't
Emerging
know.
Roses
Okay.
by Aud Burgo.
It's very cute. But there
Yeah.
has to be Interweave has to be online. Like there has to be a
Oh, they
digital.
definitely are. You can definitely like buy this pattern on Ravelry, so I don't see why you wouldn't be able to buy back issues of the
Magazine.
magazine.
Yeah.
Also, if you have the Libby app, the library might have them.
That's true. I do. And I am thinking about getting a new Kobo.
Yeah, so pro tip, if you like the Interweave Knits magazines, but you don't want to pay for magazines, Library probably has your magazines. And if
Probably.
you have the Libby app, you might even be able to get e-copies of the magazine, so you can get all of the knitting patterns for
It
free through
depends
the
on
library.
how good your library
It
system
depends on the
is.
library, but it's
Yes.
worth checking because my local library has them.
My local library probably has them, but I'm so annoyed with the Winnipeg local library, I don't even know where to start.
Have concerns.
The
Sorry, this is not
Victoria?
related to libraries,
That's
but
fine.
I've just consulted my chart and I should have three stitches between my twists.
Yes.
And some of my diamonds, or sorry, I should have four stitches between my twists, but most of my diamonds only have three, but some of them have four, and I don't know.
Hey guys, I might not be that far ahead at all, far behind at all.
Because that one's got four.
You're gonna have to do an all over stitch count and see where your body stitch count is.
Have I majorly messed this up?
You're gonna have to do an all over body stitch count.
I've been losing stitches. Is this getting smaller?
That would be bad.
Oh, I'm so sad. I'm gonna put this down before I can make any more mistakes.
Yeah, you're gonna have to count your stitches to see what's happening. Like maybe you haven't, but because you've adjusted it so much, you've just randomly added an extra diamond in there.
Things
But yeah.
obviously wrong with it visually.
Count your stitches. You won't know till you do that.
Yeah. Okay, we're
Yep.
gonna put that
Put
down.
that down.
Just gonna put that
Down.
down.
Yes.
That's a later problem.
It is. Okay, you've gone twice. I guess I should go ahead.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
We'll wait. I'll talk about what I'm working on later. I'll show you a finished project.
Okay, let's have it.
I finished my square.
Square.
This huge honker
It's
of
so
a quilt
big.
square. It's like 200 grams of worsted weight yarn. Like it's not even small. It's huge.
It's enormous.
It's in two colors in words come to brain. Briggs and Little Heritage, and they're dark green and like their oatmeal-y sand color. I actually had to bust into a second skein of oatmeal sand, but I had leftover in the dark green, which is the contrast color, which makes sense because like there's this huge beige square in the middle.
Yeah.
You use a lot of that main color, but it is a massive, massive square. I did film a tutorial for this that will eventually go out on my personal YouTube channel. I am in the process of editing. I finally found music I like, which is good. I don't have an intro yet, and that's fine. I can work on that later. I've never done thumbnails before. Diana's always done those, so I get to learn how to do those next.
It's not too bad.
We'll see what happens. But she needs a bathing, finished measurements, and I did write out a pattern to go, like a pattern you could pay for to go with her. So If you want somebody to do the math for you on how to turn the quilt block into a number of grams required to turn it into different sized blankets, I did that part. But the tutorial itself is free. So if you want to do the math, I just show you how to make the squares and away you go. Other people can decide, right? Like that's the part I love about crochet. I can decide whether or not I want to puzzle it out or if I don't. And if I'm honest, 9 times out of 10, I don't want to puzzle it out. I just pay for the pattern. I just pay for the pattern. I don't want to puzzle it out. I do not want to bother with it. Somebody else has done the work. Sometimes I'm like, nah, I got it. It's good. I like that flexibility. So it needs a wash, it needs a block. I'm currently waiting for the red crochet sweater to dry so that I have blocking mats to use. Blocked big. Ugh. Which is good. I wanted an oversized sweater. So as soon as that's off the blocking mats, this is going to go on to the blocking mats. Hopefully, I only need one blocking mat. I should only need one blocking mat. It's so big. So big. But a wash, a block, and then I can trim all the ends that are left hanging out because I've woven all the ends and I just need a wash and a block before I trim them. And then we're good.
Nice.
I'm excited, but it is a finished. It's officially a finish, which means you will never see it here again unless I somehow magically figure out what I'm using them for. It's big. Like, it goes almost shoulder to shoulder on me. And covers almost my whole torso. I think it's so large. Part of me just wants
Hot.
to go, look, it'd be an epic tote bag if I made another side to it. And I'm not wrong, but it's massive.
I was thinking you could make another one and do a drop shoulder sweater.
Yeah, and a size that would fit you without even
Well,
adding, and I haven't blocked it yet.
I mean, I wouldn't be upset if that's fine. You don't need to make me another sweater. I've stolen at least 4 sweaters from you at
Like,
this point.
you own a lot of my sweaters, babe.
I do. I need to make a reel of all of the sweaters I've stolen from you.
Just gonna be able to, you just gotta find the right soundtrack, right? All right, I'll set this aside. Cassettes, I'm done with that now. Briggs & Little and crochet. Oh, I just love crocheting with Briggs & Little. Okay. That's my first one. It has no purpose. I just don't like sewing quilt blocks, but boy, it turns out I love crocheting them. So, okay.
All right. Don't like sewing fabric together, but making the fabric and sewing it together?
You're asking a woman who hand sews her skirts.
Yeah.
Hand sews her skirts. I am aware I make no sense. I am aware I make no sense.
No, I know. I'm the same way. I just think it's funny.
God, it's hilarious when you stop and think about it. You're like, really? What am I? Like, really? What am I? Oh, and good news. You have to go again.
I know, I put it on the floor. That wasn't smart. Okay. I have continued work on the crochet lounge pants.
Good.
And they definitely fit.
Oh, good.
And I'm definitely going to need a drawstring.
Yes.
That's fine. They weren't going to stay up anyway. I mean, there's nothing like elasticy about them, so that they weren't going to stay up anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the side where all the side where all the color changes happen. Huh? Let's give you a side where color changes don't happen.
Think
There
they're
we go.
cute. So far, you have a lovely tube.
I have a lovely tube. I still haven't got to the part where we split for legs yet. But we've got some great texture going on.
Good.
Like, there's some front post double crochet going on down here, and it's
Yeah.
And I think it looks cool with the way the colors are striping. So that's going to match the cocoon cardigan that I made.
Yes, it
I'm
is.
going to have a full lounge suit.
I just can't. I just.
I promise I will wear it to the dance studio once for pictures. So I'm very excited about these. They're happening slowly because Good grief, doing treble crochet in bulky weight yarn is just like, that's so much movement. Like there's only so much of that I can do. But before my hands, like, what are you doing? Why are we doing calisthenics?
Yeah, a treble crochet in bulky is no small feat.
Yeah.
No small.
I didn't sign up for Pilates, says my hand.
Maybe they should have if they're complaining after a short period of time. Maybe they need a daily
I
constitutional.
maybe they do.
Maybe they do.
Anyway, so that's happening out of some leftover Karen cake from the cardigan. These Karen anniversary cakes go forever. It's a kilogram of yarn, so I got a whole sweater out of this, and I'm gonna get at least most of a pair of matching pants, and I have a whole second one of these.
Most people use them to make like blankets and like very large projects.
While I'm making a lounge suit.
The words "I'm
It's
making a
not what
lounge suit" came out of your face.
that's not what I thought I was making when I bought them.
No.
But that's what I'm making now.
Side note, episode title, "I'm making a lounge suit."
Yeah. Matching lounge suit.
Matching lounge suit.
All right, your turn.
It is my turn. I added just a little bit of length, and I'm working on this while we record today to my Fiddly Bits, the second attempt. Fiddly Bits is a free pattern you can find on Ravelry. I am making it out of scrap yarns. I literally threw a whole bunch of partial balls of scrap yarn in a project bag, and I am changing colors in inch increments to match the mathematical pi equation. So 3 inches of this one, and then I will change and do an inch of a different color. It is a long double wrap cowl. That's what it is. That's the whole pattern. But I wanted to use up scraps, and I've been in a use up scraps mode kind of frame. So my first color is this beautiful white to it goes through like a dark gray blue color section. But it's color striping so interestingly.
It does look
So
really nice.
because like on the one side we got just like a little bit of white, and then it goes to that dark gray, and then it goes into the blue, and then, I mean, we're back into the white now. But on the other side, we are super strongly a huge chunk of white with like a blue curve.
Interesting.
So like it's definitely doing its own thing. It is stock knit, it is in the round. And the pattern itself is, oh, it's free. It's 96 stitches. It has you do a provisional cast on, so that way you can just pick up your provisional cast on and seam it closed when you're finished. And if I didn't knit inside out, I would absolutely do that. However, I do. So when I make large tubes and connect them, I always have this little bump that I have to deal with to disguise the bump. For my connections, I am starting the first row of every color change as a purl row so that I just have little bumps all the way through as a texture detail. Just
That
because.
works.
But the good news is I have to weave in nothing.
That's amazing.
Nothing. Because if you think
I
about
hate
it, I'll
weaving.
do the whole tube, I'll turn it right side out, I will seam it together, I will make a little knot because I'll have sewn it. And then I will tuck that end inside. No end weaving. Everything will be encased. I will probably not when I color change.
Why not?
Controversial decision, but I might do it.
And
So
it's just a tube, so it doesn't exactly have to stretch.
it really doesn't. So I am about over 2 inches. I got maybe half of an inch left, and then I'm ready for my first color change. All of my yarn balls so far live in my cat project bag, cat doctor project bag. You can just see them crammed in there. It's great. Also, doubles as a yarn bowl when I'm out and about. When the Instagram reel I did earlier this week, I was sitting in a doctor's office waiting for an appointment. I just cropped it down so all you could see was the project bag and me working. And I went, that'll work. Kept me busy while I was waiting. But there you go. It's assortment fingering weight yarn, guys. I don't know what any of it is anymore.
Yeah. It's a scrap project. You don't
It's
gotta
a
know what
scrap
it is,
project.
what
But
stuff
it
is.
feels so good to be using up scrap yarn to get rid of it. So excited. All right. Back to you.
Back to me. Okay, let me finish this stitch.
I'm leaving my problematic project till the end. I'm gonna end with some drama.
Drama. Okay. I'm on my second panel from the mesh top that I'm doing
Yeah.
out of the Loops and Threads
Soft and
Soft and
shiny.
Shiny. I was gonna go with impeccable. Nope, that's not what it is. My second panel is not color melting, blocking, oh my god, pooling. It's not color pooling as nice as the other panels, so I think this is gonna be the back panel. I've also messed up my lattice work a number of times, like you can see, well, I don't know if you can see. I can see right in here. It's I did not chain between my double crochets at all. There's places where I've done one chain instead of two, or absolutely no chains whatsoever.
Okay.
So this is my back panel. My front panel is glorious and beautiful and almost perfect. It's got a couple spots where I chained one instead of two, but I don't think I outright forgot chains on this one. And the color pooled so nicely. So
It
this will be
did.
the front, and the other one will be the back.
And
And
you're
then I'll
doing
see if it needs edges.
a slouchy 80s style crop top.
It might end up being extremely cropped, and honestly, that's fine.
Sure. There will be a yarn review at some point coming out from us from the about the soft and shiny yarn, because we went into in depth into the yarn, which is not normal for us.
It was fun doing a yarn review.
Yeah, it was good. I'm enjoying that we're starting that again. Be good. Okay, do you want like
Just super drama.
the super drama of the shawl that is currently in time out, or do you want the epically long story as to how I'm making myself work on my blanket squares?
Drama.
Okay, of course she wants the drama.
Drama. Spill the tea.
Spill the tea. Because every time I say things like I love the drama, it just reminds me of a character from the Babaverse book series.
Which character is that?
She ends up marrying Howard, one of the Babaverse clones.
I don't think I actually read the last book.
She's Dr.
Babaverse.
Sheehy.
Yeah.
Oh man, I forget what the character's first name is. Anyway,
Oh.
she's a biologist.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yes. Sorry, it's been a minute since I read those.
I love the Babaverse books. Guys, the
I enjoyed
Babaverse
them.
books. They're by Denis E. Taylor. The first one is We Are Legion, We Are Bob.
I quite like
Your
them.
earballs will thank you. It is just a delightful read. Where am I supposed to put this square? I ask you important questions. All right. I too have a project from Soft and Shiny Yarns. I had two. I had a crocheted snood I'd started. And then I was like, I need to do a knitting thing so that I have a knitting thing to talk about too. And I was like, yeah, I should do a knitting thing. I should do other things. Turns out I really enjoy knitting this yarn. So there's that. The problem is, it's going to be a hot mess to show you guys, and that's fine. One of my two colors that I picked was this super glowing green, like poison ivy green. Like it
It's
glows
very
on
pretty.
camera, and that's not actually too far off of what it's doing in person. It's very bright. It's very bright. But on Monday, I cast it on a shawl. I like, it's a lot of progress for having cast it on Monday. I'm just about done my second ball of the black rainbow sparkle I'm working in. Now, I mean, admittedly, I'm knitting in a worsted weight yarn on a 6 millimeter needle, and the drape on this is freaking intense. But you can now see if I keep rolling the shawl up in my hands where the green stripes start to come in.
So good.
It's such a pop. It's the back of the project. It's such a pop of color. It's so pretty. But this morning I dropped a bunch of stitches. So like I haphazardly picked it all up and tried to corral it as best as possible. Like, I mean, I'm talking a solid 20 stitches I dropped. And
Ooh.
this yarn glows in person. So I have to wait and either have a good eyeball morning or Aaron comes over and is willing to rescue me, till I can pick up and work on this again, which is cheesing me off because this is what I want to work on. I don't want to work on other, I want to work on this. And again, I cast it on Monday night and I'm over 220 stitches a row for a top
That's
down
going whoosh.
triangle shot. Like it's going whoosh, and this is what I want to work on. And I know if I lose momentum, it'll forever till I pick it up again. So I don't want to lose momentum on it, but I looked at it this morning and it's like, when I realized what I'd done and I can't, I couldn't, it was glowing so much. So like I tried to grab all the stitches and stick it on a DPN, and then I rolled up what's left of my second ball of my Black Rainbow Sparkle yarn, and shoved the needles for the project on there. So like we're sort of corralled and contained. I just went in and tried to pick up as many as possible, and I'm not pulling this apart till I'm having a day that it's good enough that when I look at the green, I don't see glow.
That's
Thankfully,
so
it's not in the
sad.
black section. That would have been worse. Like it could have been in the black section. That would have been worse.
Oof.
But for the moment, we're on hold, which has me very, very grumpy because we're just about ready for the great switch. So when it's more lace, which is the green stuff, than stockinette black. We're so close. We're
So
so close.
annoying.
I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm in the bottom third of the shawl. I'm in the bottom third of the shawl. It's one of those like, had we recorded on Monday and I hadn't dropped the stitches, I could have had an FO. That is how much I'm feeling this project right now.
Wow.
Instead, it's going to sit in a corner and think about what it's done because I'm miffed with it. I am miffed with it.
That's, yeah,
It's,
that's so annoying.
and I want to wear it. I want it to be done.
It's like Halloween glam.
It is Halloween glam. Oh, I love it so much. So I just like disappointed. Not,
Yeah.
not, and that all happened before 8 a.m. this morning. So I have not even done my coffee yet. I mean, it's decaf coffee, but that's not the point. The point is I'm not even done my coffee yet. Already had that happen to me.
The rough day.
It's been a day. It's been a day. On the bright side, I do like the soft and shiny. I will absolutely keep that in mind for some projects. So lovely.
Yeah, I'm gonna have extra of this, so I gotta come up with something else to do with it.
Well, if you're smart, you'll add ribbing, edging to
Well,
your
yeah.
boxy thing, which will eat up a lot of it.
I'm still gonna have probably a skein of leftover, though.
That's fine. It's worsted weight. You turn that into amigurumi.
I don't know if this would be good for amigurumi because it doesn't really have any structure unto itself.
Do you realize how tight you're supposed to be knitting? Tight knitting, crocheting amigurumi?
I know, but still.
Tight.
There's a reason I don't do it very often because it's very, very tight.
It's very, very tight. Personally, I would probably downsize the needles a metric boatload and like knit a small stuffy, like a bunny rabbit.
Like the
Or
color
use it for
pooling.
like the wing membranes of a dragon.
Oh, that might work.
Yeah. So like there's corner cases for it.
I don't know
There's
if the
corner
color pooling
cases.
on this one would lend itself well to amigurumi anyway.
I have no idea. It's also going to change with your hook size, your tension, the number of stitches in the round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
So
fine. I'll come up with something.
there's my drama for the morning. I'm done. I don't
Too
need
much
any more
drama.
today.
It's too much drama.
Yesterday was enough for yesterday. Today it's enough for today. I'm good. Thank you.
I was having to think about my sweater and like why am I missing stitches in so many things?
Yeah,
I
did you
think there was
count?
a I haven't counted, but I think what may have happened is I absent-mindedly did knit two togethers instead of the right twist stitch for a round. So I may have lost a bunch of stitches in a round, but who knows which one.
Well, count the stitches to see how many you're short. And then you're going to have to take a small section and go down to see where your diamonds change because your diamonds will shift.
So I think I know what happened. It's just a matter of where did it happen? How far back do I have to go to fix
Go.
it?
Yeah. Yeah. Because there's no way, like, because you'll have, sh yeah, your diamonds will absolutely have shifted once you removed the extra stitches.
But is this fixable or do I have to rip it out and.
That I cannot tell you. I do not have the project in front of me.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do some research.
Sleuthing. You have to do some
Yeah.
sleuthing. Okay. I'm really glad I don't have to do any sleuthing.
I got a sleuth.
I'm gonna pick up the project I'm working on and go back to working on it because it's your turn. I only have one
My
thing
turn.
left.
Okay. I talked about that and that and that and that. Okay, we're on to spinning. We're on to spinning.
Okay,
We're on
good.
to spinning. I pulled out a great many spinning projects because I decided I wanted to spin this week, and then in turns each project made me angry, so I pulled out a different one.
That's kind of how it works.
So, starting with my electric eel wheel, which is like possibly a prototype version. I backed it on Kickstarter years ago. But you know what? It
Yeah.
works. And it was cheap as spinning wheels go, especially for electric ones.
Yes.
But I'm spinning some Polewarth, which is very compacted and difficult to draft. But when I do manage to get it working, it's beautiful. Just like, look at that color variation. It just goes from a very dark purple into an almost like royal tealish blue. And I'm more or less, I don't know, I'm varying fairly wildly between lace and fingering for
That's
this
fine.
single. So plying will maybe help. We'll see. And I still have this much left, and I think it might actually all fit on this one bobbin, so
Oh, that'd be good.
yeah. We shall see how that goes.
Yeah. I want you to finish that spin.
I know it's such a struggle because it doesn't
Well,
grab.
it's been so long and you've moved it.
I know, but it didn't draft easily to begin with, and now it
Well, no,
like.
it's Polwarth. It's not meant to just fall apart.
So I have to like stop every so often, and like all I can draft is like an inch. That's the best I can do.
I
I can't
pre-draft.
pre-draft the rest of it. Like I can't. It just doesn't. Like I would be
That's fine.
ripping the fibers apart. Not just pulling them apart, I'd be like
How
ripping the
compacted
fibers.
did you make that Polwarth?
I'm quite certain I didn't make it this way. I think
Because
it's
my
just.
Polwarth is nowhere near as difficult to pre-draft.
I don't know. I don't know what's up with this one in particular. Maybe I did something to it. I don't know. Anyway, when it works, it's great. And I just have to like figure it out.
The Polwarth I have drafts beautifully.
I
Is it
don't.
stickier than the merino? Absolutely. Is
Oh,
it that
yes.
sticky? No.
No, this bat roll, I don't, whatever this is.
Well, yeah, but think about how many years, and we put an S on the end of that for a reason.
Yes, I know, I
We've been
know,
you've
I
been
know I
picking it up
started
and
this when I was in
handling it.
Winnipeg.
Well, you've also been picking up and handling it for that many years too. So that's
It
probably
gets
had an
ignored
effect.
for vast swaths of time, and it was compacted when
Yes.
I got it.
It
Like I
was,
remember it
yeah.
was difficult to draft when I even started it,
Yeah.
so, and it hasn't improved.
That's fair.
So, I suspect that's a me problem,
That's fine.
but I don't know.
I'm excited for that to be worked on and finished so you can do something new. Because that'll feel really good. See, now I want to spin. I don't have time to spin this week. Oh my God.
Spin, join us.
No, pretty much it.
All right, I pulled out again. This glorious purple fiber from Fireweed Fiber Co. Let me just unwind that a little bit. Isn't it so pretty? It's so pretty.
I want to see the
It's
pretty
such a
fiber spun.
pretty purple. I'd spun a bit more, and then I don't know if my brain or my hands or my what were not having it, but I just kept dropping it. I smushed my hook again, like quite severely. I
Okay, well
also I
done.
managed to drop it exactly on its tip. So it's my tip is less is distinctly flatter than it used to be.
Yep.
But this drop spindle from Maudsley Fiber Arts, I think Maudsley something, MAWDSLEY, Maudsley Fiber something, has stood up to so much abuse.
Yes, it has.
It was worth every penny. It was kind of expensive, but it's got this cool checker pattern and it has stood up to so much abuse. Like, the worst thing that's happened is I've bent the hook.
Yeah, no. That bad boy has
Like,
seen some things.
I full on dropped this on a concrete floor a couple of times and
Yep.
it's fine. And I dropped it on its end on my hard floor and like it's fine.
Yeah, no,
It's a
that
little
definitely.
bruised, but it's still perfectly usable. So, solid
Good.
tool.
Excellent. I was glad you picked it up again, even though you were having a bad drop spinning day.
And this fiber, it's what is this colorway called? I want to say it's like Johnny Jump Up or something. Oops, some
I
hair in there.
think so.
Some hair in there. Don't need that. But it's got this like yellow and almost orange and then white and then like pink and purple and
I think it's the Johnny Jump Bump. I could be wrong.
I'm pretty certain that's what it was called. Do I still have the Oh, I still have the ball band in here. Look at
Oh,
that.
good.
Johnny Jump Up. And this is Targi Bamboo Silk Blend from Fireweed Fiber Co.
Love that Targi Bamboo Silk Blend.
It is delicious.
It's so nice.
And it
So nice.
drafts beautifully. It's a little slippery, which is why I was struggling with it the other day. But it feels magnificent and the yarn is beautiful. I don't know that it's showing up on camera in the slightest, but there's a very slight sheen to it from the silk.
Yes.
Yeah, it's showing up a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is going to be glorious. I can't fathom plying this on a drop spindle, so it's going to probably live as singles.
That's fair. I don't have
But
a
it is so
problem
pretty.
plying on a drop spindle. I have plied on a drop spindle. It's fine.
I don't know. We'll see how much I ever want to spin it again by the time it's done. So I picked that up a little bit this week.
Good.
And I will pick it up some more because it is pretty.
It is
It's
pretty.
pretty and springy, and it's supposed to be springy despite the fact that it keeps snowing. The
Well,
flowers here are so upset.
we really didn't have winter till after Christmas, so
I know, but like the flowers were out. The flowers are so sad about it.
well, that's the flower's fault for jumping the gun.
It was so nice, though. I can't blame them. Do I have another spin or do you have a thing? No, you're
I have
done
a
with
thing.
things. You have a thing. Talk about
I
a
have one
thing.
more thing. I have the story
The
of the
story.
blanket.
Let's have it.
Oh, my nose.
Let me settle in with my project. Story time.
I started this a while ago. Blankets don't have start dates. They don't have end dates. That's not how blankets work for me.
Blankets are eternal.
Blankets are eternal. I wanted to use up a bunch of my crochet Karen cake yarn that I had, just like random scraps, leftovers, single balls, that sort of idea, right? So I made a ginormous stack of squares. Diana probably remembers like the 2 or 3 weeks where all I did was make granny squares all week
I do,
long.
in fact, yep.
Yeah. Then I was like, I'm going to connect them together, but I'm going to find a color of yarn I like that's a neutral color of yarn. I went with white, spoiler alert, as I sit here with my white square blanket to create a cohesive look to these granny squares. So I gave it a gray middle just so that I could have a middle to function from. So my first six squares are surrounded in a row of gray, and then we went to white. This is 100% worsted cotton, guys. It's Karen Cake and Lily Sugar and Cream is my white. Do not get very excited. I had made it big enough that it just covered me on the bed. Because I wasn't super sure how many squares wide or long I wanted it to be, because I want it to have some drape off the side of the beds, right?
Yeah.
So I'm at the point where I can hide under it and sleep, and Phaedra can sleep on top of it, and we're not on top of each other.
Always a
So,
bonus.
to force myself to finish this, I removed the comforter from my bed. I just have this on my bed, which means if I am not working on it, only half of my bed has a comforter on it. The other half of my bed is just my sheets. It is driving me bonkers, which is forcing me to work on it.
One way to do
Excellent.
it.
One way to do it. I had been connecting in the round, and then I tried a row where I sewed it instead of connecting in the round. Nope, I'm gonna have to pick this sewn row out and connect into the round. Or like connect as I go. Makes way more sense. But I have added, and again, don't get excited. Like, it's very boring. I'm doing it first thing in the morning. But I've added like two full rows to the size it is right now. So I want to get it to the point where it is four rows of white away from the gray squares on either side, like all the way around. And then I'm going to put it so that the gray square is in the middle of my bed and see how many more squares I want for width. And then I will add length to it. So, like, these are very long rows. I'm doing like 5 or 6 squares a day. You can see I started. Some days I only get 2 squares on, and I don't worry about it. I just do more squares the next morning. But I am slowly getting towards a quilt. Like, this is huge. Guys, it's a queen size bedspread.
Found a half double crochet where there should be a double crochet. I'm very upset about it.
You're doing great.
I'm doing so
These
well.
are the
Oh well.
standard classic granny squares, but they look so good connected together with the white. Can I grab an edge of blanket, maybe?
I mean, your blanket looks great. It's
Yeah.
a lot better than my ridiculous panel.
So I am very excited with how it's going, but yes, having it on the bed and having it be the only thing on the bed is annoying me enough that in the morning I will pick up and do some squares. Which is good because I've been avoiding this project for ages because crocheting a round of granny stripe in white and connecting one to two sides is a very repetitive, boring task. It looks great because I'm weaving in my ends as I go and as I run across them, but hot dang, I can only do like 5 or 6 squares and then I gotta walk away or go back to sleep.
Always a good choice.
So, no, once it's morning, that is not a good choice. If it's like 3 a.m., that is a good choice.
Like a little bit of cozy morning crochet and then doze for a bit and then you get up.
No, because of my cat things, breakfast comes twice. So on this side, I've only got one row. So I'm going to do three more to have 4 rows away from the gray. But I've gotten pretty far up here. I've got the 4 rows away from the gray, I think. One, two, three, four, five. Maybe I did one row too many. That's fine. Four will not cover the whole bed. I probably have to go five wide to get across the length. Like, again, I'm just randomly attaching them. It doesn't matter. It's going to be rectangular when it's finished. It's just whatever end I happen to grab first, that's the one I work on. So that currently is what lives in bed with me and my cat, and I work on it when I get the chance to. But I would like to, have it finished. Duh. I want to finish it. I want to do the pillowcases. I want that done and off of my docket. I'm hoping
I
it inspires me to
understand.
get more work done on other blanket projects.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
That's what I would
eight,
like
nine,
to do.
ten, 11, 12,
No,
13.
that's my last project.
Nice. I only have to do two more rows on this mesh panel.
Sweet. You
Three,
have one more spinning
four.
thing to talk about.
I do indeed have one more spinning thing to talk about. I should probably not pick it up, but I'm going to. You may note from the thumbnail and the lack of spinning wheel in my background that Esmeralda came out of hibernation.
Good. She should be used.
She should. Oh, no. Don't fall, don't fall, don't fall. She is small enough that I can pick her up like this.
She's so cute.
She is so cute and so little. I didn't think about this. Hang on, my microphone's far away. Give me your microphone.
Project. Project.
I'll just bring it closer. Oh. There we go. Stability-ish. So in case you're like, oh, that thing in your background is actually, a thing and not just decoration.
Loud.
Too loud?
There you
Sorry.
go. Too close.
Too close. It's too close. So in case you're like, hey, that thing is not actually just decoration in your background. No, this is Esmeralda. She's an antique spinning wheel that I got at the Manitoba Fiber Festival after I already lived in Waterloo, so that was a little bit interesting getting her out here.
That's fine. She made it.
Yeah.
That's the important part.
She packs down so small because the legs come off and the wheel comes off, and like she almost fits in a carry-on suitcase.
She gets her
Almost.
compact.
Which means she fits in a large mailing box. So one expensive mail package later, I had my spinning wheel.
That's her.
And she usually spins without complaint. But I didn't realize when I put her down the other day that the leg that is closest to the camera, which from my perspective is completely hidden by the spinning wheel, which I can't see at all, it had come loose when I picked her up and put her down on the floor. And so she spun quite happily for a while, but then the legs started coming more loose, and she developed a rattle and a squeak, and I couldn't figure out what was going on because I couldn't see that the leg was coming loose. And so I'm spinning, and the squeak's getting worse and worse, and I tried oiling, and I still didn't notice the leg was coming loose. So I continue spinning, and then the leg just pops right off. And she goes crashing to the floor, and miraculously, nothing broke. I cannot believe that nothing broke.
She's a very sturdy girl.
She's stood up to so much. She's a very, very strong old lady. And I'm very pleased that I didn't manage to break her by being stupid. Oh, that was my, when I say my soul left my body. Oh, but she's
Just me
fine.
now. We'll be very careful about checking that leg.
I'm absolutely paranoid about this leg right now. I'm so paranoid. Like I'm holding on to her so tight.
Every time you get ready to spin, it'll be checked.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But then after I stuck the leg back on, she was the then the drive band kept popping off and I couldn't figure out why because I didn't think to check that I can't remember the name of the part that actually holds the spinning wheel. There's a name for these and I can't remember
There
what it
is,
is.
yes.
But they'd gotten slightly twisted, so like literally all I needed to do was like twist them slightly and then the wheel would have been in line again and she would have spun just fine.
Yes.
But I didn't realize that at the time. So yeah, antique spinning wheels are absolutely delightful. They have all of their little quirks and you have to get to know their personalities.
Yes, no, they are definitely women with opinions,
Yeah.
and they will tell you.
And Esmeralda has very strong opinions about what weight of yarn you're spinning. You will be spinning a light fingering,
Yes,
and that is all. No
that's
more, no
it.
less.
No more, no less. That's what she does.
I know this because of the grooves on the flyer. That is all she has ever spun.
That's it.
Through all the people that have ever spun on her, she has only ever spun light fingering.
That's fair. My Ashford does DK. DK are worsted. That's our happy place. We
And that
will
works.
spin lighter. We don't like it. We don't like it.
No, Esmeralda spins because the wheel's so small, you have to spin so fast. So spin fast,
Okay.
draft fast,
Remember
small yarn.
Miss D's little one that she waited like 2 years
Oh yeah,
to
the little
get?
was it a ladybug, I think?
I think it's a ladybug, yeah.
It's
Oh, I
cute.
keep eyeballing those. They're gorgeous little
I
wheels.
know. If I get more into
Just
spinning, that's next on my list.
that's totally fair. That's totally fair.
Anyway, so what I'm actually spinning on this is now it's out of frame, but it's I have up on the distaff here the second half of a bunch of fluff. It's a superwash merino in colorway Imaginary Friend that I got at the Manitoba Fiber Festival several years ago. And I started this spin like two Christmases ago. It was my Christmas Day cast on, if you will. And I did half of it in like a couple of days. So, like, I have the other ball. It's on one of my shelves behind me. It's ready to go. And I like very carefully split everything and made sure that I was starting with the same end of the colors because it so I can ply them together and the colors will more or less match up. So I get like roughly a gradient thing going on. And like, I did all the planning and then I started the second half and then just didn't touch it for like a year. So that's what's been in my background for ages.
Oh, I'm so glad you're getting the spinning bug again.
So I'm very happy about it. So maybe I'll actually finish this spin and then I can ply and it'll be great.
Good. I hope
Okay.
so. It would be nice to
Now
see you get some spinning done.
I have to very carefully put her back on the floor.
Okay.
Let's
Oh,
have it. What's the word of the day for the
wait.
unscripted Patreon ad?
Wait.
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 Wait, I'm waiting.
March Club.
March Club. Let me get that. Yarn Club.
Yarn Club. Okay, so A, save yourself 10% off. When you order from Erin of Fireweed Fabric Co., we have a coupon code. It's Northern Knits 10.
Northern
Diana
Knits
wrote
one
it
zero.
out.
Yep, in
Diana
the show
writes it
notes.
out in the show notes. I never get the website address right. That's northernknitspodcast.com.
Yes, but it's also in the description of the YouTube video and in the show notes on Spotify
I
and
follow links, guys. Diana's kind. She posts links, which is
it's in
great.
all the places.
Diana and I get the club yarn, and we have for years, and I suspect we will continue to do so for years because it is delightful. And
It's
it's
so
fun.
pretty.
It's a present in your mailbox for you every month or every quarter, depending on how you get it shipped to you. This year, you went with their what base?
The new base, the Wild Rye sock.
I
It's
went
the
with the
new sock
fingering
base.
tweed.
It looks
And
so different.
this is March's colorway. And they look so different on different bases. But I love how moody these tweed colors have been so far. If anybody's thinking, Jocelyn, that print is massive. Yes, this is what happens when you're friends with a dyer and she knows you can't read print. She actually makes it as friendly as possible for you. So you have a hope of this side of last Tuesday reading. What
I can read
color?
it from here.
It's a sheet of stickers for the whole year. And her fiance, her husband to be, and her they just print off a whole sheet that's in large Jocelyn friendly font, so that way I can tell what it is that I'm trying to work in, which is so freaking kind of them to do. Not necessary, but incredibly kind. So I very much love how this March is looking on
It's
the
a pretty
tweed base. Like, I like yours, don't get me wrong, like I like the brighter version yours is. But like, just look at
yeah,
that
yours is like
moodiness on
darker.
the
Mine's like
tweed.
a gray, but it's got like greens and like little hints of purple.
Yeah, whereas like mine is so strongly into the deep dark grays with the greens and the hints of colors, but they're so, yours are far more cheerful than mine. Mine is moody. Like mine's got opinions and they're teenage and angsty.
I think mine's just like jaded.
Yeah. But
Jaded university student.
all of the tweed colorways have been much darker, and I love it. I love it so much. I'm so happy I went with the tweed fingering this year. So happy. So happy. All
So I haven't
right.
used the Wild Rice sock for anything. I gotta do that.
What? Well, I was just thinking the Andrea Mowry year spin it, knit it thing is going on, but you for the Traveler collection, but you
Yeah.
don't have to spin. It says right in the rules, you can just knit.
True.
And I'm thinking traveler shawl, like the big one in the tweed fingering.
Ooh.
Yeah.
This is reminding me, holding
Yeah.
yarn, people
Yeah.
were voting last week about what socks I should cast on.
It's true they were. Did you collect the numbers?
I did. I collected the data. It was universally sock, well, almost universally. It was almost universally coffee in that nebula, which I'm
Woo-hoo!
not mad about.
I mean, I wasn't gonna be mad with any of the colors, but I'm just glad the one I voted for won.
Now, where is it?
I'm thinking we might have to do the Andrea Mallory knit along. Might have to.
Yes, this one. So I'm making socks out of that. I just didn't get to that this week.
That's fine.
That's the winner. I will leave that out to remind
I'm
me
very
when I'm
excited.
stocking those.
Super good. Can I talk you into joining me on an Andrea Mallory knit
Well, I was
along?
kind of already thinking about doing that one
What were you
because I
thinking?
have
I
let me.
definitely would do the shawl, like the big shawl. There's no point in me doing anything but the big shawl, guys. Come on, let's be
Let me show
honest.
you.
Because there's that, right?
I have a whole pound of Falkland Roving, naturally dyed with copper, so it's this like pale green
Oh,
color, and
that one.
I have a whole pound of it. So
Oh. You should spin that on Esmeralda.
I should, and it's already now nicely packed in a burlap sack.
It's freaking
So I bought this
adorable.
years ago.
I know it's been so long since you got that.
Yeah.
Oh my
So if I spin it to knit it, this is the spin.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm gonna start bugging you about that like literally in April. Like after your dance competition, they'll be like, "Why aren't you spinning?"
Yep.
Esmeralda deserves that yarn
So I gotta clear off the
fiber.
spin that's currently on Esmeralda, because also I'm not doing a pound on drop spindle. That's not happening.
No. That's a lot. I mean, you could, but that's intense. I'm not sure
Yes,
I'm
it's
ready for
not happening.
that. I think about it, but the fiber braids that I have are stunning. But I just bought them as one-offs because they were pretty. They don't necessarily work together.
Same, same.
Nor are they
I have
as.
precisely two, which you also have, the Game of Thrones ones. Yeah. They go together.
Well, I mean, like, I have blood of my enemies and winter is coming. I want to put those two together for a thing.
Absolutely.
Specifically because the names amuse me. So it's like, but I don't. There's either not enough of a strong contrast, so there'd be too much melty-melty for me, and not enough contrast between the colors, which is like my favorite part of using a multicolored project
I'm
on
spinning
something like
this
the
right now.
Traveler. So I'm just, yeah. Okay. Guys, we might be doing a thing.
Might be doing a thing.
Some decisions get made here.
I'll put this back down. I want to spin it right now. I want to start it right
I
now.
know, I
I don't
know.
have a single empty thing to start it on.
You either need to buy more bobbins or finish your spin on Esmeralda.
I'm going to finish my spin on Esmeralda because, dear God, I don't have space for more spinning wheels right now. Future plans. We can scooch. Okay. Yes.
While I put some lotion on my hands, why don't you do an unscripted
The unscripted word Patreon ad word of the day is cables.
Patreon ad?
I gave this zero thought. Okay. If you would like to financially support these shenanigans, you can do so at patreon.com/northernknitspodcast. Any level of support gets you access to our patron-only Discord server, where we talk about all manner of things, including, well, all manner of cables. There's like the crafting kind of cables that you put on a sweater, but we also talk about like audio cables, internet cables, electrical cables. There are many cables in chat. There we go, cables.
That's it. You're out. Tag. Oh my goodness. All of the tiers for all the different levels and all the different perks for Patreon are listed, and you guys can see it on the Patreon website. We also have YouTube memberships as well as a Instagram feed for everyone. Those are the places to find us. As always, we do super understand that budgets are a real life thing. If you can't financially support, liking, subscribing, and sharing and commenting down below and on other social media platforms is a great way to interact with us and show us what you're working on. All right. Let's do some adulting. Let's do some admin. Let's do
Adulting
the
and admin.
boring stuff.
Gross. Gross.
Gross. We have.
Hi.
Are you ready?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure
Okay.
that I'm not ready.
Got it. We are pretty much at the tail end of March, which is lovely. It does, however, mean that we have some dates and stuff for upcoming. So, my check-in with Louise will be the first Friday of the month of April, which is literally 7 and a bit days from now.
How's that going?
We'll see. We're almost there. Diana has a dance competition this coming weekend, so that'll also make life interesting. We'll see how tired she is for the next time we record. It should be good.
Oh, it'll be a mess. I
Should
can
be
tell you
good.
right now, it will be a flaming disaster. It should be very entertaining.
We're excited. We do have to adjust our monthly live episode from the first Sunday of the month to the Monday after that, simply because I am not available on that Sunday. So life requires an adjustment. So that is what we are doing. Otherwise, right now we have the Little Long going on, which is open-ended. So any librarian-themed yarn, pattern, or color that you think would be worn by a librarian is a justifiable excuse to cast on something fun. Diana and I are very obvious in this front, and in theory, I am working on, and in actuality, Diana is actually working on the librarian by Skeindeer Knits. The podcast anniversary is done because I was an MCAL. The spring equinox is underway. The spring equinox will run from, obviously, the spring equinox up till the summer solstice. So you guys definitely have time to join in for that. The rules are pretty simple. It's because it's a craft along. It's just to make something with us and enjoy the season. Anything that fits the theme of spring for you, which works great because if you're in the summer, southern hemisphere, you're actually gearing up for winter, not summer. It's like you're doing your fall. So, like, what this time of year means to you is going to be different than what it does for us. That's just how things work. You know, with geography being what it is.
Solar systems. I don't know about
Solar
those.
systems.
Fake news.
I think that's about it because everything else goes out in the program, like in the monthly schedule and stuff. So, I think that's all we have for news.
So many things.
I love a short admin section. Guys, Phaedra is mobile and awake. So I'm going to say until next week, I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Diana.
And no matter where your week takes you, don't
We're going
forget
to
to
knit.
knit. There's no guarantee when she's just going to be a problem.
She does enjoy being a problem.
Problem.